Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Bellaros, award-winning book and songwriter. You can find out more about me on my website, dianabellaros.com. You can download and follow me on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and you can share the podcast I'm doing today with all of your friends and followers. They're available to download for free on Blog Talk Radio again and iTunes. And I just want to share with you that my song, Fire Night, it's number one here in Los Angeles, California, for alternative music, and you can buy it everywhere right now. I'm very excited about this. In a digital version, it's available on all places, on Google Play, on Amazon, on iTunes, and Spotify. So today, we have a very talented artist. She's born and raised in Sofia, Bulgaria, at a time when the country was still under the influence of Soviet Union. Her mother is Bulgarian and her father Nigerian, a mix which made her quite different from the other children in her own neighborhood and even her own country. Different by the color, but also different in her head and sensitivity, which is expressed so wonderfully in her music. Open Your Heart, Emily Jones, sings on her soon-to-be-released debut EP of the same name. To her, this statement, it's more than words. It is a way of life. On this release of original songs, she creates her art with something beyond passion, giving herself to her audience with a great generosity, energy, and sincerity. Emily brings others together to ignore prejudice, ease borders, and overcome difficulties. And for some reason, I'm still waiting for her to call today, and I don't know what's going on. So I hope I'll be able to talk to her soon. So anyway, you can download my song, and you can. It's only 99 cents on all the places where digital music is sold. And it's available for only, again, 99 cents. And as well, you can enroll in my class. It's still available for only $30 a month. Get in touch with your inner self for in order for us to change the world and become better people. We need to get in touch with our inner self. It's very pivotal step into the right direction, because inside of us there is so much love, there is so much good feelings ready to come out, and we need to find a way to work on this in order to change the world. So here is Emily on wine. Hi. Hello? Emily, how are you?
Hi. I'm very good, thank you, Diana. I'm sorry for being late.
That's okay, don't worry. So anyway, I just introduced you to our audience, to our listeners right now, and I would like to learn, of course, about yourself, and I would like to learn about your life in Bulgaria, since I'm Bulgarian myself.
The kind of
Okay, Emily, so let's continue in English. Can you please tell us about yourself and about your music? And you have been traveling a lot, and I'm sure there is so much information you are dying to share with us today.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not sure we've got enough time for that, but I can try to give you a little shortcut. So, okay. Yeah, I'm originally Bulgarian. My mom is Bulgarian, actually. And my dad is from Nigeria, so I was born and raised in Bulgaria, in Sofia precisely. And, of course, I've been traveling a lot because my parents split off, and, of course, my dad moved to London. So, so I left Bulgaria some 20 years ago. And ever since I've been in South of France. So,
That's amazing.
So I'm in Nice. Yeah, I'm in Nice. I live here and I do create music and write music in here. Of course, the last record that I was so lucky to collaborate with narrator Michael Walden was recorded in San Francisco. And so, yeah, it's an amazing adventure that it's beginning, and it's I feel blessed to have that chance.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing to work with this talented composer and producer. And so many of my guests actually have worked with him. And it looks like he has the talent, and he had to work with a lot of famous people like Whitney Houston. And
indeed.
Yeah, and I can see you're a huge fan of Whitney Houston. So can you tell me about her? Yeah. Is she your idol? Did she make a difference in your life and the way you perform your songs?
I think so, yeah. I think that, first of all, yeah, it's 100% sure that she's my inspiration. And, yes, she's a big part of who I am on stage, and I believe the way I sing. Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, actually, you know, back in the days, that was the information we were getting in Bulgaria. So I've got these records from my mom, and here I am. I found someone I can relate to, which was very, very important in a country like Bulgaria. And so, I believe that she's got a big influence in my singing, in my performances. And of course, I need to share with you that I never expected, like ever even in my best dreams, to be able to work with her producer and getting to the studio where she recorded, and you know, sang behind the same microphone. And of course, at first when I got to the studio, the first thing was like I just burst out crying for about some 10 minutes. You know, everyone was like, "Oh my God, what's wrong with her?" But I was really extremely, I felt like I was dreaming, you know. And then I'll wake up, and then no, I didn't wake up. I continued to cry, and they got me some water. It was just, and it's still amazing. And so I think it's a blessing and luck and work and, yeah, being in the right place and the right time, and most of all, keep going on and not give up, because obviously with this, I get a conclusion that everything is possible, you know. And like someone told me, the love of my life, shoot for the moon, and if you miss, at least you'll be above the stars. So that's what I did, but I never believed that I'll get there. So I'm somewhere there above.
Yeah. Yes. So tell me how you actually were able to make a contact with Narada. What happened?
Yeah.
Can you explain to us? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a funny story, because I put a band together in 2011 in here. And so we end up by losing our drummer. So we were supposed to find a drummer, and we found this guy that he was replacing sometimes our drummer. And then his name is Kiki Oblet. And so he became our drummer, and we started, you know, gigging around. And then at a certain point, you know, he said, "Hey, I've got a friend who's coming to see us," but he never gave us more information. So we were like, "Okay, cool." And then I'm seeing this guy, you know, that I'm like, "Oh, okay, I think I know him, but I'm not 100% sure." And then, of course, I ended by find out that it was actually John McLaughlin, which is one of the greatest guitarists of all the time, who is also the creator of the Mahavishnu Orchestra, where Narada was a drummer back in the days. And so John is coming with his wife, you know, and then they come back another time, and they started coming back regularly on our gigs until a certain point when John said, "Hey, do you want to do a gig with me?" And I was like, "Let me think. Yeah." And of course, I grabbed this opportunity, because it was a charity dinner that they were trying to collect some money for children in Africa, and it was a beautiful cause. And of course, it was the most amazing honor to be able to perform with him. And then I got to know him, you know, after some time, because I think that it took him a year before he asked me to do the performance together. And so, we spoke about, you know, music and about life, and he was like, what are you doing here? You know, you need to go further, you need to do something different, you know, something more, you need to the big stages and stuff. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know the right people to get there, and obviously look, probably it's just not enough. And then he's like, hey, I've got this friend who is Narada Michael Walden, and you know, I used to work with him, and he's one of the greatest producers, so I can introduce you, you know, and you guys can try to do something together. And I was like, okay. And it was a total coincidence that, you know, we got in touch, and then I've got the titles, and he had the music, and this is how magic happened, because that's what music is about.
Yeah, that's how it works. Actually, you need to find the right person to help you to go further with your career. Somebody famous, somebody who is very talented, who is very credential. So that's how it works. Actually, you need to have this person next to you to help you and to inspire you and to know what you're capable of, and of course to show you how much further you can go in with your career and what you can do. Because from what I found out, he actually gave you so much instruction. So you actually were singing amazing singing. You were able to surprise yourself what you're capable of.
Oh my God! How did you know that, Diana? How did you know that? Are you a mind reader?
I know everything. Yes, exactly.
You're a mind reader. You just pull it off my mouth. Seriously, this is crazy, because I was about to tell you that this was such a challenge to get there, and I feel like I got over my limits. This is crazy. I never said that. I never mentioned that, for real. Like, you must be a mind reader, but. Yeah, it is true. It is true that I've got the bar was the limit was so high that I knew that I have to jump like three times higher to be able to stand on the right level, you know. And most of all, I was so scared, to be really honest, because I'm like, hold on now. Narada has been working with Aretha Franklin and Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and on, like such a voices that, you know, you're like, oh my God, I feel intimidated by that fact. And so I got there and I realized that it's funny, because the first track we did, it was Open Your Heart, but it was not planned to do that track, because I've wrote lyrics and he wrote music for different tracks, not Open Your Heart. And then I just mentioned, and I said, hey, I've got this track, you know, that it calls Open Your Heart. He's like, oh, heart, interesting. And this is where we've got this connection between us, you know, to realize that it's not just music, but it's also connect with someone and then go further and then get that help, you know, because he was guiding me through each step, each moment. And this is how I passed the limits, like you just said it. You know, this is how I got over my limits, and I'm still impressed when I listen to Open Your Heart, because sometimes I'm like, no, that's not me. So, yeah, Narada is amazing inspiration, and it's a great, basically that's the only way you can do it. There is no other way, you know, and it was great to see that you can do more than what you know about yourself and get you out of your comfort zone, because when we stay in our comfort zone, we will never really cross the limits, mm-hmm. and we'll never really do the impossible, and which is the wheel, you know, the engine of life, you know.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Can you tell us where the listen? Where the listeners were able to find you, to buy your music, to learn about you more, and of course to get in contact with you.
Yes, so basically, I put emilyjohnsonofficial.com, which is my homepage. Then, of course, Emily Johnson Official is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All the networks. That's the name to find me. But of course, the album will be released on May 11th. And so you can find it on iTunes, you can find it on Amazon, so they will be on Spotify, basically, Google Play, everywhere. You can just type Emily Johnson, open your heart, and you'll get to the record. But for the social network, I'm Emily Johnson Official, so to make sure that, you know, I've got the only name over there.
Do you have audience from Bulgaria? Do you have people who are supporting you, who are listening to your songs, and did you perform in Bulgaria?
I do have some friends because, yes, you know, when I grew up, I still kept my relationship with some of my friends, which are great, by the way, because they all are so supportive. And actually, I can say that the closest friends I've got, they're Bulgarian, even though they live between Bulgaria and London, or others are still in Bulgaria. But yeah, I do have a support from a few of them. And I used to perform back in the days, you know, because I was a cover face of some products, famous products, and then I had this chance to graduate at the university there at the theater of the master class of Stefan Danilov, which was which you know,
yeah,
you know, definitely. And who is an amazing actor, and to me the best from Bulgaria. And so yeah, I got a chance to graduate in his class, and I've got a chance to perform through his assistant in this theater, which is in the capital, next to one of the biggest name of Bulgaria, which is like Stoyanka Mutafova, you know, Georgi Kolyanchev, Nikola Anastasov. I mean, names that they're pretty much famous in Bulgaria. And so I've done a lot of performance for 4 years. So I've been working in this theater with these amazing actors in this place, this play that's called Kukir Kabaret. And so, yeah, I've got a chance to perform, but that was back in the days when I was young and while I was still studying, which was a great opportunity for me to get a little bit of knowledge about that too, because even though I'm not acting anymore, I'm still connected to theater and the cinema.
Така, на български, можеш ли да кажеш няколко думи за българите, които се слушат това предаване? Какво би искал да им кажеш на български, защото не всички говорят английски.
Да, ами аз първо искам да ти благодаря много откровенно за поканата. Много мило от твоя страна и ми е много, много приятно да се запознаем. Какво мога да кажа? Мога да кажа единственото нещо, че няма невъзможно. И независимо къде сме и независимо какво правим в живота, ако вярваме, можем да постигнем невъзможното. Невъзможното не мисля, че е равно с международен успех и да си number one на телевизията. Не мисля, че невъзможното е това да стигнеш мечтите си, да надминеш мечтите си, с това да не се отказваш и да продължаваш. И това е изключително важно, защото има много хора, които се спират още преди да си помислят за някаква мечта. И аз отново се връщам на думите, че не ми е минавало пред главата, че ще записвам с продуцента на Уитни Хюстън, Арета Франклин и Мария Кери. Но фактът, че успях да стигна до там, стигнах единствено и само заради работата си, заради това, че не се предадох и заради това, че продължавам да вярвам в това, че няма невъзможно. И успеха не е в количеството, успеха е в качеството, и аз успях да достигна хора, които ми дадоха качеството, а не количеството. И не търся количеството, всъщност, ако трябва да бъда откровена, защото мисля, че количеството не ни прави тези, които сме. Можеш да продадеш 10 милиона рекордс и това няма да направи човека, който си. Но когато успееш да докоснеш някои хора, както аз успях да докосна, да се свържа с сърдечно, с Нарада или с Джон, мисля, че това е priceless. Това е без цена. Това е без цена. Така че единствено нещо, което мога да кажа, е don't give up and keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Точно така.
That's it.
Never give up. Never give up.
Never give up. Thank you. Ще радвам, ако може да си поговорим някой друг път и да се видим, даже да се запознаем, бих се радвала, ако стигнем до там. Hopefully I'll make it for some performances.
Yeah.
Over there.
Performances
meet you
in Los
live.
Angeles. Yeah, go to Los Angeles, please.
Yes, Los Angeles okay, is my first destination.
Yeah, you should come here. Yeah, it's amazing. I love it here a lot. I just moved a year ago here, so yeah, I love the life, I love the people, I love the sun, and I love everything about
of
Los
course.
Angeles.
I, yeah,
just, we have It's a soul connection. That's it.
That's so nice.
That's the
this
most
is
important
so, so
thing.
Rare.
Yeah.
It is. It is the most important thing, and it's not obvious to connect with everyone. And then and it's just yeah. I'll be happy to meet you. Really.
Me too. Okay, we're gonna exchange phones after the show.
Yes.
So anyway, the show is available to download for free on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. И всички българи, които си ни слушат, можете да си свалите шоуто на iTunes и Blog Talk Radio. Много е лесно, може да го направите всеки, който има компютър. И ние бихме искали да го споделите с ваши приятели, роднини и да научат за Емили, да чуят нейните песни и да се свържат с нея също. Since the show is international, that's why we actually speaking in English for all the English-speaking people.
Yes.
My show is going everywhere. So I have a lot of followers and I have a lot of fans and I've been doing a lot of things here, humanitarian things also. And we are moving further to find homes for the homeless women here in Los Angeles. And I'm doing my best also, just like Emily. We need to find the right connection and the connection should be soulful connection.
Yes. It is, like I said in my song, open your heart, because that's lately it's the part that most of the people are losing. So we need to open our heart and put the hate on the side, because basically that's what my album is about, you know, to let your heart get over the hate, you know, and let it go and open your mind to change the world, because obviously being inspired by Michael Jackson, I keep that message on as John Lennon and as Bob Marley and all of them messages for peace.
Absolutely. So can you tell us about each song and what is the message behind it?
So, yeah, the first song, Open Your Heart, I wrote in 2007, actually, to be honest, and it's been in the shell for about 7 years before I recorded with Nerada in 2014. I've been inspired by Michael, as I said earlier, because of the song Heal the World, because of the song We Are the World, because I believe that he has touched my soul and my heart. I touched someone else, and it's worth to spread a message. The second song is called The Light, and it's a song that I wrote for John, because, as I said, he's my light. He keeps brightening my life up and keeps pushing and trying to help me and trying to convince me never give up and how worth is to believe. And so I dedicate this song for him. The light shines above me when I'm with you. The light in you gives me everything I need. When you hold me close and tell me that you love me, the light in you gives me everything I need. It's just the support and the light that he's brightening, because he's such a spiritual person and such an amazing soul. Then, of course, I've got the song I'm Blessed that I wrote for God, because yes, I am. I believe in God. I believe in that power over there that makes you a better person. So I dedicate that song to God and to the love of my life, Gregory Sparks, who unfortunately passed away 4 years ago. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, That's what life is, you know. And so the last song, Baby Forever, it's a song that actually Narada really surprised me, because he gave me the music like at midnight, and he said, "Hey, tomorrow morning you come back with some lyrics." And I was like, "Okay, let me think now," you know. And so I can tell that this song is really not connect to anybody. It's just a fun song that it was fun to make it, and it's very tricky in a way of a connection between you know, man and a woman and Baby Forever, and it's just a fun song, basically.
Yeah. So can you share with us again where people would be able to buy your CD, all the places?
Yes, so yeah, everyone can get my CD on iTunes, Amazon's. Of course, you will be able to get it also on all the Google Play and Spotify, and all the links will be they update after the release on May 11th. This year, in just a few weeks. Yeah, I count down.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's very exciting. Very exciting. It's really difficult route, but once you find the right person, the things are going in the right direction, because it's very, very pivotal to find the person with whom you can. And again, it should be a soulful connection, and the person you work with should understand you and support you and empower you and give and bring the best of you out. This is really important. You can work with other people, but if you cannot make a connection, things are not working the way it should.
Yes, true. I totally, absolutely agree with you. It's all about that connection and with the right person and make it happen, because, yes, everything is possible when you connect with the right person.
So I have been working on domestic violence against women. So can you share with us what are your thoughts about it? Yeah.
This is a very sensitive topic, to be really honest with you, because I'm an extremely independent woman. And probably this is an example from my mom, which is Bulgarian, and she's got, you know, this strong character, and she gave me that power to be independent and not let go people to violate you like that. And I'm extremely sensitive about this topic, because I've seen people being a victim, most of all being afraid to speak about it, which is horrible and crazy. And even here in France, every third day there is a woman who is dying from domestic violence, and it's just crazy. So probably we just need to spread the message so we can let these people, you know, who's been through this violence, just to go and speak about it and being able to say stop, and because it's horrible. I believe that it's just I personally, I didn't have this experience, but I can see the facts around me and what's going on, and it could be an extreme, very extreme situations. Yeah,
it's really difficult, and as I said, we are working on this right now. You have no idea how many women are on the streets. About 33,000 women are on the street because of domestic violence here in Los Angeles, and we go and speak, and we do everything what we can to help them, because this is not right thing, and all the women should have to share their stories, should have to express themselves, and every story helps and support what we do.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, because I believe that most of them are lost and they feel not supported and they feel alone. And sometimes it's really just a question of speak, and probably a speech can change it all. And I'm very, very happy about what you said. The people react over there, and it's amazing, you know. I mean, it's a sign of a changing, and it's a sign of a progress, and it's just wow, great job, Diana.
Thank you so much. So would you like to share anything else with the listeners today, anything we didn't cover on the show? This is always my last question to all my guests.
Yes, I would like to say one more time thank you to John McLaughlin who, and Nina, his wife, who made that happen, Narada, who opened his doors for me, all the people who participate in the album, such as Jim, who played guitar, and Chris Walden on the keyboards, and Cornell for Cornell Carter for, and Didis Simon for the background singing vocals, and of course G Dub, who did the rap. Rest in peace, he's also gone, on the song I'm Blessed. Dave Fraser and Jim Ritzel, who mixed the tracks. Of course, I don't have to forget IDC, which is an independent distribution company, who are making this all happen as well. And Stefan France, who is the president of Talking Records. Of course, I should say thank you to everyone who continue to support me, us, because my musicians are extremely supportive, and you know, we're doing a press conference with very important people on May 15 in here, and without them, this all wouldn't be possible. And of course, all the fans and people who believe that maybe an open heart can change a lot. And I truly hope that this is possible. And once again, thank you, Diana, for your invitation and having me here tonight. Mm-hmm. Today, actually, is there.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure having you. Thank you so much, Emily, for being on my show. And we're going to keep in touch. And
thank
we're going to
so
talk.
Much. Stay blessed.
You're welcome. Yeah, yeah, you too. Thank you so much to the listeners who were with us. Thank you to all Bulgarians. Благодаря на българите, които ще слушат това шоу. Българите и се надяваме, да, това шоу да може да стигне до всеки, до сърцето на всеки. Купете албума на Емили. Песните са и прекрасни. Тя е amazing, чудесно. И се надявам, да, това шоу да може да помогне и на други българи, като живеят в България, и да им даде малко сила, hope, да продължат по пътя, по който върват. Да, some hope. So, thank you, everybody. Till next Friday. Thank you, Emily. Best of luck. I hope
thank
to see you here in Los Angeles. And again,
I
we're going to keep in
there.
Touch. Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to exchange phone numbers with you after the show. So, anyway, thank you so much again. The show is available to download for free on Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes. Please follow me. All the shows I did are available to download for free. Share it with your friends and family, and let's make the world a better with love.
Yeah, great. Great message.